I hate Tyler Adams. Hating him would be my religion if music wasn't. But he's here, facing me, his hair falling across the pillow in a dark cascade. His eyelashes are thick and so long, it's unfair. His mouth is parted in sleep, the top bow firm and the bottom lush. I'm freaking out, my heart racing a mile a minute. He's warm. His heat emanates from his body, inviting me closer. I hate how much I want to. I want. My thighs press together because if there's a response to that realization that doesn't involve a rush of heat flowing south, I don't know what it is. Of course, I'd never let him know that when he's awake, but he's not. Thank God he's not. I shift in bed, wincing as my muscles ache. Perfect. There's a reason I've never had sex, and if I were going to, he's the last guy I'd sleep with. He could have so much more than this stupid place, this stupid school. Instead, he sold me out for a bunch of dumb rich assholes. Tyler groans and my heart leaps. When he shifts, rolling onto his back and exposing even more beautifully carved torso, the covers ride low on his hips. Not quite low enough to see if he's wearing anything. I swallow. I could look. Don't fucking look. I press my hands to my eyes as if it'll erase the image of the beautiful guy next to me. 2 days ago, all I cared about was being on stage, impressing my rock star father, and not falling for Oakwood Prep's rebel prince, Tyler Adams. But when his eyes start to open, I know I'm well and truly screwed.